It is 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. 73 degrees in the Ark-La-Tex. Joining me in studio, a good friend of mine, Jay Womack. And Jay and I go away. We're talking several years back here. We first got involved together in politics. Jay was involved in the Republican Party in Bowie County, and I came to town, and he was so gracious to help me and get a couple of folks elected to office. And since then, we play a little bit of golf every once in a while. So thanks, and thanks for joining me this morning. I appreciate it, Jay.
Thank you, Jeff. Let's not mention the date.
That's exactly right. It dates both of us. You know, you've done something very impressive, in my opinion, because number one, you are a great conservative guy. You're involved in the political realm. You know the environment in which we're operating under right now, under this current regime. And yet your company in this kind of economic environment has been able to do some very special things. If you don't mind, kind of talk about the achievements of your company, then we'll get into how you guys have been able to do this.
Jeff, we are blessed, number one. Let me just say that right off the bat. And we know where it comes from. I used my background as a stockbroker to learn how to sell. I love to sell. I love selling. To me, it really is. It's what I get up in the morning and I like to do. When I was 11 years old, I went out and I knocked on doors, sold more pancake tickets than anybody in the Highland Park School District. So,
sure,
you know, local
sure.
kid. So I like selling, and that's always been to me, it's any company, anyone out there, if they'll just get up and get focused and be a professional at selling, they can work their way through any type of an economy.
Sure. What is the name of your company?
Vertical Alliance Group is our company.
Now, what do you guys focus on with your company?
We are web-based trainers. We train people on the internet. Internet, web,
sure,
web-based
sure.
training.
Now, people may be wondering, well, Jeff, you know, why are you talking about this? Well, because as conservatives, we believe in freedom. And there are ways that you can achieve economic freedom in this kind of environment. And I keep saying this because with so many people talking so badly about this economy, to me, if you're in sales, and to me, sales drives things. I mean, sales drives radio, sales drives media, sales drives everything. And to me, if you can somehow increase your ability to sell, you can increase your ability to have economic freedom. Is that the principle which you guys
That's
work
exactly
under?
That's exactly the principle, Jeff. You've hit the nail on the head. To me, sales drives everything. I've got a good friend. He has a bumper sticker on the back of his old beat-up truck, and it says, if a truck brought it, a salesman sold it. And I believe that. And quite frankly, you can all of us are interested in economic freedom.
Sure.
And in order to gain economic freedom, you have to have more revenue.
Yeah.
More revenue that comes in the top and more revenue that stays on the bottom. So what we've tried to do is put together a program that basically says, here's how you can go out and generate more revenue for your company. And it came about by accident, quite frankly. I was actually talking to one of our clients. We do safety training for the trucking industry, one of the several industries that we do web-based training for. And he said, well, how do y'all use your own system? And I said, well, we use it for sales. I mean, we'll assign things to our salespeople, et cetera, et cetera. And he goes, what are you talking about? And I said, well, there's five great points to selling. You have to have a list. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a restaurant, a radio station, a manufacturer.
A candidate for office.
Candidate for office. You have to have a list. What do you have to do next? You have to have a presentation. And it doesn't matter if it's a yellow pad, if it's a webinar, if it's a PowerPoint, if it's a flip chart. You have to have a presentation. It has
sure.
to be well thought out. Next thing you have to do is deliver the presentation. And that's what most people, they can go through step two and three. They can put together a presentation and they can practice it, but they have to deliver it to a proper list. The fourth step in our Infinity selling process is, the fourth step is, you have to do the follow-up work.
Yeah.
That's the critical mass. Most people don't want to do the work.
Sure.
They don't want to do the follow-up. They don't want to hear the rejection. But I tell you, you've got to do the follow-up work, and it's got to be a logical step along the way. You can't just call. I've got people we've dealt with, and they'll pick up the phone or they'll go see somebody and say, hey, Jeff, you ready to do that deal? They have no reason to follow up. They have nothing like that. So we put this together, and it came about by accident from one of our trucking clients. And he said he does $200 million a year in sales. And he said, come here. He brought a sales manager in and he said, you got to hear this. Do we have a list? Well, they didn't. Do you have a sales presentation? It was an old beat up brochure.
Oh my.
Do you have a, who gives it? He has no clue.
Yeah.
Within 2 weeks, the sales manager was gone and they put in a whole new system. So, and then the fifth step is the natural extension is the close.
Sure.
But that to me spells economic freedom. That's why I get so involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
I look for how can little old Jay Womack here in Texarkana have his effect on what's happening in the world around us.
Sure.
And to me, it is help companies grow and prosper.
Yeah. Well, because when you do that, then your local economy prospers, eventually the state and eventually the nation. What I find interesting, too, is the fact that anyone can operate this system. Anybody from, because I work a lot, as you know, with candidates. And with candidates, you know, the old story is that you're just going to go knock on every door. And that does not work. And it's almost the same thing in sales that I've seen, especially in this kind of business, where people just want to go knock on every door and say, okay, do you want to buy anything today? Well, no. And then they walk off. And what ends up happening is you have somebody that's got a great idea and they have the ability to grow that business, but they can't get past the sales barrier. And you guys make it very simple from what I understand about it.
Yes, we do. We make it a formula. It is simple. I didn't say it was easy, but it's simple.
Simple.
You know, it's not easy to go get up and work hard and become a professional. One of the biggest problems we have when we bring in new salespeople is, are they really going to be professional? Are they going to look at it as an 8-to-5 job? Or are they going to look at it and say, this is my new career, my new profession?
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you're Tiger Woods has a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, think about it. Every major athlete out there that's a top performer, they have a coach, and they are professional about the way they approach it. Otherwise, they don't stay there very long.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, because, again, you have to have that accountability in this thing. And again, I look at this, and I just think, you know, if these businesses here can prosper, then there will be, one, more economic freedom for people. But secondly, they can provide jobs for other folks. Lastly, what they can do is get involved in the political process, because now it frees up people to do this. And that is the biggest thing we're facing in this nation, is the fact that we got so many regulations upon small businesses and even large businesses to where it becomes almost impossible to function. And to me, if we can create this environment of economic freedom, we can do a lot of things politically and change things.
In this last 4.5 years, 5 years, we've actually had triple-digit growth in the web-based training area that we've worked in, and I attribute it all to this process that we put together for selling.
Mm.
And so I looked at that, and I looked at our growth rate, and I looked at what our clients were asking of us.
Sure.
And I thought, this is a natural segue for me to go out and do what I can to try to help create economic freedom in the United States.
Yeah, that is great stuff.